This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The New York Rangers begin the next phase in their quest for hockey's Stanley Cup, taking on the Washington Capitals tomorrow in the first game of the Eastern Conference semifinals. The top-seeded Blue Shirts escaped elimination last night, squeaking by the 8th-seed Ottawa Senators 2-1 in the 7th and final game of their quarterfinal series. Such a nail-biting end to a series that had the Rangers as the heavy favorite is leading to some doubt going into this next round. Jeff Z. Klein of the New York Times is here with us to tell us what to expect. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So what took so long for the Rangers to wrap things up with this last series if they were the better team?
Well, there are two things at work. One, Ottawa, even though they were the 8th seed and barely made the playoffs, matched up really well with the Rangers. But the other thing is a broader kind of fact about playoff hockey. You really can't throw out all the records in the regular season. It really is like starting over completely new in a new competition. This first round of the playoffs, there were 8 series, and in 4 of them, the team with the worst record won. It's not all that uncommon either in playoff hockey. So, even though it looked like the Rangers were heavy favorites, I think a lot of Rangers and a lot of Rangers fans and a lot of Senators people knew that it could very well be a close series, and that's exactly what it was.
Can you explain that for me, Jeff, why it is that hockey playoff action is so unpredictable?
A lot of people would try to put their fingers on it. It's hard to do. But one way to look, one way to kind of tell, is to look at the records of the best teams at the top of the standings every year in hockey. And usually you'll see that they win maybe, 65% of their games or 60%. Whereas if you look at, let's say, professional basketball, the best teams win 75-80%. And in football, it's, similar high percentages. But in baseball and hockey, I believe that both sports are kind of random in terms of, any individual game's results. And that tends to even things out. That's my theory anyway.
Last night's win was such a huge cathartic relief for the Rangers and their fans. You spent today watching the team practice. So let's start prognosticating. What does it look like for this next series against the Capitals? Another nail-biter?
Another nail-biter, I would say. The Capitals finished with the same record as the Senators, whereas in the past they were kind of a spectacular flying circus kind of team led by Alex Ovechkin, the Russian superstar, and several other really creative, great offensive players. They always kind of failed when it came to the playoffs. So now they're trying a different approach, trying a more defensive-minded, kind of grinding game, which is exactly the way Ottawa played and very much the way Rangers played. So a lot of the Ranger players I talked to today are expecting a similar kind of tough, grinded-out, hard series. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7 again.
The Rangers weren't the only local big winners on the ice last night. Down in Florida, the New Jersey Devils fought hard, defeated the Florida Panthers on the Panthers' home turf in 2 overtimes. Is their win more surprising than the Rangers, in your mind?
No, I would say it was surprising, really, that Florida extended them so long. Florida, it was one of those teams with a much worse record. By a quirk of the standings, they got home ice advantage. But, the thing, too, that you always kind of tend to forget at this early stage in the playoffs, there's only one round, and there's 4 rounds. It just goes on and on into June with climax after climax. It's a little bit like pornography in a way because you keep coming across these peak emotional experiences, and then you just have to repeat them again.
I like the porn reference there. So, briefly, what are the chances we could see a cross-Hudson Rangers versus Devils final?
It's going to be a very good final. Very good. And it's happened before, and whenever it does, it's always just a ridiculously vicious and kind of over-the-top affair. It's happened a few times in the past. Probably the most famous one was in 1994 when it went to Game 7 at Madison Square Garden and a second overtime period. Stéphane Matteau scored, and there's that famous call by the radio guy for the Rangers. Matteau, Matteau, Matteau. That's all he said. He just repeated, Matteau, Matteau. And then the Rangers went on and won the Stanley Cup in 7 games.
Jeff Z. Klein is a reporter with the New York Times who follows the Rangers. Thanks so much for joining us, Jeff. This is WNYC.